The following shiur has been presented by Rav Ari Marburger, Dayan at Beis Din Mesharim and author of Business Halacha, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Vav Metzia Ayin Gimel. The Gemara tells us that Ravina have a Yahiv Zuz of the Bnei Akro de Shanvasa. Ravina, when he bought wine, used to advance the money in it before the wine was ready. And in exchange, when he came to pick up the wine, the people would give him extra. Is this mutter? Am I allowed to do this? The question was, because he was receiving the extra wine in exchange for the fact that he prepaid, that he advanced the money, is this agarnata or is this ribis? And the Gemara says, Amrlei in, achule hu de kamachlu gabach. It's permissible, they're being moichel, they're just giving it as a present. Rashi explains that although by a regular loan, if it had been a standard halva, this would be aser. Any present that you're receiving in exchange for the loan, it is going to be ribis and is going to be aser. Here it was mutzer because there were a number of factors. Firstly, there was no ktsitsa. At the time that he advanced the money, there was no discussion, there was no agreement that he would get extra. It was simply a spontaneous hakaras hatoiv that the seller would have, he would give extra. It was never discussed. Had it been discussed, had it been a ktsitsa, it would be aser. The second factor is that this was done stam. It was at the time that he was receiving the wine, there was no discussion either. The moicher, the seller, did not say, here, I'm giving you extra because of the money. He just filled up his barrel and he topped it off a bit. Therefore, it's mutter. However, if he was mefarish, if he explains that the reason why I'm giving you this extra is in appreciation for the loan, that would be usser, that would be ribis mucheres. Now Tosfos asks, that this Gemara seems to contradict the mission that we learned earlier. We learned that Hamavas Chaveiro lo yidur b'chatzer chinam, that if a person lends money, the lender may not move into the borrower's chatzer, into the borrower's courtyard or his house, without paying rent. And the Gemara there points out that even if it's a chatzer d'olikayim ala agra and a gavra d'olikayim ala megar, even though the house, the property would not have been leased otherwise, still, because there is a halva going on, because the malva is receiving a benefit, although there was no discussion, in that case actually he moved in without even telling the borrower, so although there was no discussion, there was no ktsitsa, there was no tanai, still it's clear from the Gemara that would be avak ribis and that would be aser. So Taisa's answer is there's a basic difference between the two sugyas. If any benefit that the lender receives while the loan is still outstanding, you lend the money in January, before it's paid back, you receive a benefit. That is always going to be usur. Unless, as we discussed in previous shir, unless he was ragel b'kach, unless they were such good friends, he would have done the favor anyway, and it's done b'tzina, it's done privately. It's always going to be considered ribis, because when the loan is outstanding, any benefit, any payment that the lender receives, we look at it as if it's b'scharam tanas mois, it's on account of the loan, and it's going to be aser. That applies while the loan is still outstanding. If the loan is already paid back, and then later on, the borrower sends a present to the lender as hakaras hatoiv, that no longer falls in the category of avak ribis. That now is an issue of ribis mu'ucheres, delayed ribis, ribis which is paid after the loan. Ribis mu'ucheres has many kulos. Firstly, if a person collects avak ribis, he has a chiyuv lotzis v'dei shamayim, he has to return it. If you lend someone money, and while the loan's outstanding, you receive a gift from him, you have a chiyuv v'dei shamayim to return the gift. Ribis mu'ucheres has no such chiyuv. If you lend someone money, he pays you back, and then after the payment he sends you a gift, you're not allowed to accept it. But if you do accept it, after the fact, there's no chiyuv lotzeis de shemayim, there's no chiyuv whatsoever to return it. Another difference is bistam. By avak ribis, while the loan is still outstanding, if the borrower does a favor for the lender, he lets him use his property, or he does any toiva, that's always assumed to be ribis. Unless it clearly the borrower would have done it even in the absence of the loan, it's going to be, we presume it's on account of the halva, and it's going to be aser. Ribis mucheres, the halacha is different. Ribis mucheres, what we see from our sugya, is that even that as long as it was bistam, as long as they did not specify this is being done as appreciation for the loan, it's going to be mutter. So even though in this case, it's presumably the reason why the seller was giving this extra wine was an appreciation for the loan, because there was no discussion, they didn't specify that it's in hakaras hatoiv, it's going to be mutter. This again, this kula applies only to ribis mucheres and not to avak ribis. Now, the Mefarshim point out that this concept that if you're not mefarish, if you don't specify that it's an appreciation for the loan, then you're allowed to give a present by after the loan was paid back by ribis mucheres, that applies only to a matana mu'etes, a small present. A small present which apparently in the times of the Gemara, it was normal for people to give presents. So it's not obvious, it's not clear to an outsider why the present's being given. Since it's not clear, and no one discusses the loan, it's going to be mutter. However, a matana meruba, if you give a large present, then already, people start asking questions. Why is this person suddenly giving this huge present to the lender? People will assume it's because of the loan, and it's going to be usr. So this heter, this concept in our Gemara, that by stam, when the seller gives a bit of extra wine, it's permissible, that's only because it's a minimal amount, and it's not obvious, it's not clear to everyone why it's being given. However, if either at the time of the payback he explains, I'm giving this in appreciation for the loan, or from the size of the gift, it's clear that it's for the loan, it's not just a nice gesture, then it would be usr even though it's ribis mucheres. Now, as a matter of practice, today, it's fairly uncommon, unless you're dealing with a business associate or a relative, people typically don't just send gifts to a neighbor or to someone else who lives in the city without any good reason. So in most cases, if a borrower wants to send the lender a gift, again, unless they're business associates or unless they're relatives, I believe almost any size present today will be the equivalent of a matana meruba. It will be obvious why the gift is being given, and it will be aser. Now, there's another important halacha that we see from our Gemara. Normally, there are two categories. There's avak ribis, which we mentioned, is any present which is given while the loan is still outstanding. The other extreme, ribis mucheres, was after the loan has been repaid, if a few weeks, days, weeks, or months later, you give a present. That was ribis mucheres, and that had many kulas. Our Gemara is really a third category. When was the Ravina receiving the extra wine? At the time of payment. He advanced money, he bought wine. When the wine was ready, he received his principal, he received the wine that he paid for, plus extra. So this is ribis, which is being paid at the time of the repayment. Is that avak ribis? Is that the equivalent of a present during the term of the loan? Or is that ribis mucheres? Is that the equivalent of receiving a present afterwards? So it is a bit of a machlokes, but halacha, it turns out that there's a bit of a split. As far as the concept, as far as the halacha of yoytze b'dayanim, as far as the chumrah of avak ribis, we say that this is not avak ribis. We say, because it was at the time of repayment, this is the equivalent of ribis mucheres. And if a person accepts extra at the time of repayment, and only realizes afterwards that he shouldn't have, the halacha is, there's no chiyuv latzis de shemayim, he doesn't have to return it, because it's classified as ribis mucheres. However, there's one big chumrah. And that is, although by ribis mucheres, although normally if after the loan is repaid, the borrower sends a gift, the halacha is bistam, If he doesn't say anything, then it's going to be mutter. We're going to assume it's not related to the loan. At the Shas Piron, at the time of repayment, according to many Poskim, this kula will not apply. And according to many Poskim, that if at the time a person repays a loan, the borrower gives the lender a present, we will automatically assume that it's Schar Matanos Mois, that it's Ribbis, and the lender should not accept it. If he does, after the fact, although he was over, he'll be able to keep it. But B'Shas Piron, because it's at the time of repayment, we will automatically assume that this gift, this present, is being given in exchange for the loan. What about our Gemara? Our Gemara is talking about at the time of repayment, and our Gemara clearly says that if it was done stam, if they didn't explain that it was because of the halva, it's going to be mutter, and Ravina accepted it. So the Poskim say that it depends. Our Gemara is talking about Derech Mekach U'Memkar. There was no loan. What happened simply was that Ravina prepaid for wine. Because it's Derech Mekach U'Memkar, and he's just receiving some of the extra goods, there, even at the Shas Piron, even though the bonus is being given at the time of repayment, we say we do not see Ribbis, we do not see any Schar Matanos Mois, and it's going to be Mutter. However, by a standard Hava, if a person borrows money, and at the time of he's collecting the payment, the lender, the borrower, gives any sort of benefit or gift, we will automatically assume that Schar Matanos Mois. And even though it was done stam, even though the parties didn't say anything, they didn't specify it was because of the loan, still, that situation is going to be usur.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.